somebody has especially recently been tortured, you talk to them and see if they can give you any kind of coherent story about their experiences and what's happened to them. And usually people who have been psychologically tortured, if somebody's just been physically tortured, they may be able to give you, they may or may not be able to give you a narrative, but if they've been psychologically tortured, they often can't do that because their mind has been so disturbed and disrupted that they're very scattered. It's hard for them to give a coherent narrative. So that's probably the best indicator. Are they coherent? Can they tell you a coherent narrative? Can they keep their thoughts straight? Because the first thing that tends to break down in mental torture is thought organization. What Hebb found way back in the 50s in his sensory deprivation experiments is that within hours sometimes, subjects who had been completely deprived of all sensory input, sometimes within hours, their thoughts would start falling apart. They had a hard time keeping their thoughts coherent, maintaining a line of thought from sentence to sentence. Okay, so that's one of the first things to go. And usually you can see if somebody has been tortured on the basis how coherent or incoherent they are, if they can't tell you things, if they can't remember things, if everything seems to be in kind of disparate, unconnected pieces. I mean, that's a pretty good indication because either they have some kind of psychosis, they're just like schizophrenic or something of that sort, or they've been tortured or subjected to some kind of trauma, because those are basically the after effects of trauma. You know, like, for example, the man I mentioned, Al-Qahtani, who was tortured at Guantanamo, I mean, when they found him, he was mumbling incoherently and hallucinating. And you will hallucinate. If you're kept in sensory deprivation long enough, everybody will hallucinate. So that's something else that, you know, the standard operating procedure at Guantanamo was you put somebody immediately in isolation and kept them deprived of stimulation input other people for 2 weeks to a month. Well, that right there is torture, right? And that'll break somebody's mind down. So basically the indications of psychological torture are the breakdown of the thought process, inability to speak coherently. Sometimes talking to themselves is a very common symptom. Hallucinations, many times, depending on how extensive the sensory deprivation has been.